This is the USACE 8, 8 minutes with an Army Aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with today's topic, the Aviation Gunnery Branch.
I'm Chief Warrant Officer 4, Steve Dixon, Aviation Gunnery Branch Chief with the Director of Training and Doctrine.
What does the Aviation Gunnery Branch do for the aviation enterprise?
We are the main proponent for TC-3-04.3, Aviation Gunnery, and we develop and refine, as necessary, the standards for training and qualification on aerial gunnery weapon systems. The standards we generate drive Army Regulation 350-1, Army Training and Leader Development Requirements. We also ensure that aviation gunnery resourcing is available to all Army aviation units from all compo levels so that they can meet the TC-3-04.3 standard. We also train all the aviation master gunners across the Army, and also represent all of our Army Aviation and USACE in the biannual Army Munitions Requirements Council of Colonels, which reviews and integrates weapon standards and strategies.
You mentioned aviation gunnery resources. What are those resources, and do you have direct resourcing capability?
So Gunnery Branch doesn't directly control aviation gunnery resources. However, we directly work with all the aviation industry partners and resource managers to identify problems and find the solutions that units are looking for. Some of those industry partners, to name a few, are ACMRA, PEO STRI, DOS, TPO Ranges, PEO MS, just to name a few. Resources that we influence with the help of our aviation partners are things relating to aerial gunnery ranges, targets, scoring systems, munitions, simulation devices, captive trainers. There's unique challenges with every unit that's out there, also depending on geographical location, host country rules, and op tempo, that we can provide advice and link units to agencies that directly control those resources.
What is the role of an aviation master gunner?
Aviation brigade master gunners manage and coordinate resourcing that's required to execute aviation gunnery operations, while battalion master gunners use those resources to develop gunnery scenarios that are used to train and qualify Army aviators.
How do aviation master gunners contribute in MDMP and mission planning for LISCO?
Great question. Aviation master gunners are taught detailed weaponeering and weapons effects on a variety of targets in numerous operational environments to meet the commander's intent when it comes to destroying the enemy. Mission planners, they need to have that subject matter expert that's familiar with battlefield calculus, knowing what weapons to bring based upon the environment, based upon the targets, to be able to destroy those targets, maximize the lethality, and of course meet the commander's end state. Aviation master gunners are constantly analyzing weapons engagements to look for better ways to engage targets to maximize lethality. As we move into future weapon systems, this is going to become extremely important as training may be limited on those weapon systems. Master gunners bring realism into the planning process as well as optimize whatever munitions are available to achieve the commander's intent.
Is aviation gunnery an aircrew training program requirement?
The short answer is no. Gunnery is not an ATP requirement. The requirement to conduct aviation gunnery resides with Army Regulation 350-1, whereas the aircrew training program is mandated by Army Regulation 95-1. There are some minor exceptions, but the bottom line upfront answer is that gunnery requirements are their own separate requirements from aircrew training program requirements. This topic has caused a lot of confusion within Army aviation units. As aviators, we go through our careers with the bias that everything we do is for the aircrew training program, which is directed by Army Regulation 95-1. Aviation culture seems to stress that Army Regulation 95-1 is the only Army regulation that matters, and aviators make the assumption that AR-95-1 drives everything we do. So rarely do we study the wider Army-level training regulations.
Can you provide some examples of units confusing 95-1 and 350-1 requirements?
A common problem we see at Gunnery Branch is units not understanding the extension waiver in Flight Evaluation Board authority from 95-1 does not apply to aviation gunnery requirements. There are very few limited circumstances where they do apply, such as gunnery table 1 for lift cargo gunnery and gunnery table 2 for attack and UAS gunnery for all progression. The waiver authority for the ATP requirements is the first 06 in the chain of command, whereas the waiver authority for completing gunnery requirements with HQDA DAMO AV. As you can see, that's a big difference. Another great example that the standards for completing gunnery tasks in the aircrew training manuals are very different than the standards in the aviation gunnery manual. It is entirely possible for an aviator to meet the standards in the aircrew training manual, but fail to meet the standards in the TC3-04.3 aviation gunnery manual. Engagement standards within the TC3-04.3 have a time limit associated with them, where standards in the aircrew training manual do not.
Can the engagement standards in 3-04.3 be waived by a commander?
Absolutely not. TC3-04.3 defines what brigade commanders and state Army aviation officers are allowed to deviate from. Engagement standards listed in each airframe's master engagement list and minimum proficiency levels cannot be deviated from. Bottom line up front, waivers to gunnery requirements must be submitted to HQDA G357 for approval.
How can commanders receive assistance if they encounter challenges in executing aviation gunnery?
First and foremost, they should consult with their unit master gunner. They will either have the answer or they'll be able to contact us at Gunnery Branch, where we can help them find an answer. Unlike other Army aviation courses where the soldiers will graduate and they never communicate with their course managers again, Army aviation master gunners consistently communicate with the gunnery branch so that they contain the most current information and solutions to problems. Another option is that subject matter experts at gunnery branch, we can come out and visit you and your unit as well. We call these visits site assistance visits. Gunnery branch will send a subject matter expert to your location and meet with the commanders, operations officers, master gunners, ammo managers, range managers, and any other stakeholders with gunnery resourcing to discuss gunnery operations and review the unit gunnery program and help find solutions to any barriers or constraints that are encountered.
Does gunnery branch help with arms inspections as well?
Yes, we do. Gunnery branch not only works with force common development and the arms checklist, but we also conduct pre-arms and DS inspections. For any of our listeners that are assigned to combatant commands, gunnery branch also assists with conducting arms inspections as well. We just assisted USAPAC with their arms inspection of 2ID last month. Gunnery branch helping with inspections, it gives us the added benefit as well with understanding specific challenges encountered by the unit, which helps us write future doctrine.
So anything else you want to add?
I just highly encourage all the Army Aviation Master Gunners within the force, as well as commanders and operations officers, to continue to reach out to Gunnery Branch whenever you're encountering challenges with completing your unit gunnery requirements. If you have a training event that you need assistance with as far as ammunition or resourcing, or you're not sure about how to get about some of the restrictions that you may have, please reach out and we'll be more than happy to help you overcome those challenges.
Thank you for listening to the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.